Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Encounter, this mountain of prophetic interventions. Wake up to it daily to do your quiet time, early morning devotion. It should be God's force in our lives and in our homes. As soon as you wake up, put your phone on and listen to Turning Point. Receive the prayerful blessings by responding with Amen, I receive it. Engage whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. After my prayer for you, as inspired by the Holy Ghost, pray more for yourself on your own for as long as you can pray. You can pray in the Spirit and pray in your understanding as well. Then turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the short Bible study for the day and the prayer for the day also. Read the two together, Turning Point Audio and Turning Point Booklet, for subscription and subscription renewal. Chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you are just hearing that today or you have not already done so. Those of us that are using the two, I bless you. I pray for you all the time. You will grow spiritually deep, better that way. Welcome also to Thursday, day one in August 2024. Wow, day one, August, the eighth month of the year. Eight is the number for a new beginning. Let's do this. Please look for a new item around you there. New months should deliver new things. So let's do a symbolic, prophetic, faith prayers. Look for a new thing. Hold it, new piece of cloth, your handkerchief, biro, cutlery. Look around where you are there. Something in the line-on you have not used before. Touch or hold it up and be responding with Amen. I receive it. I bow my knees on this altar to pray. New month, new things. May God open new opportunity doors for you and your children. New arrivals for you. New sales, new helps, new connections, new customers, new clients, new money, new strength, new testimonies, and new impact. New wine must be put into the new wine bottles for you. God will wear you new garment of beauty and honor this month. Please do this. What new things do you desire from God? I want you to say it out with your mouth. Say it to God in prayers. Begin to pray and begin to say, God, I believe you for this and for this and for that. Be specific. Mention the new things you desire. New help, assistance, resources, breakthrough. You desire spiritual, physical, material, financial, marital. For yourself, for your children, your spouse, your siblings, your business outfit, your ministry, your career, your platform, your network, your programs, your projects, your journey. What are they? Tell them to God before I pray over them for you. Numbers 14:28, God says, as truly as I live, that which I hear you say in my ears, that will I do. So say them to God. Declare them by faith, the new things you desire. Say it again and again. August is a loaded month. Anything you ask this month shall be granted you. Pour out your heart to God for new things you desire in the new month. Now be saying Amen, I receive it. As I pray for you, I prophesy, may your desired new things become your testimonies. Isaiah 42 verse 9 says, the former things have come to pass, new things do I declare. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare new doors to open for you, new help and assistance, new resources, new money, new joys, waiting mothers. Touch your tummy, touch your stomach. This month, you shall conceive and deliver your baby in 9 months. Applicants, this is your month. I pronounce your desired jobs. And those of you who want a change of job, receive it also. Let's do this as well. If you have a key, raise it up. A key or a key holder, or use something else to represent the key, raise it up. Owning a car is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Owning a house is not greed or materialism, it's necessity to have a decent roof over your head and your family. If you want to change your car, that is also very important. Raise them up. I prophesy, you will drive your new car soon. You will change the old ones that is giving you problems. Oh, you will soon pack and move to your own house, either built or bought. No matter the economic situation where you are, God will give you surprise, surprise. TPGF members, Turning Point listeners, God will give you strange visitations this new month. God will give you loud laughters. He will wipe away your tears. You will rejoice throughout this month. Say amen. I receive it. Yes. Pray with the new item you are holding every day for the next 7 days, August 1 to 7. August shall be your best month so far this year. Say amen. I receive it. August 1 celebrant your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Oh yes, your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live long and do well in Jesus' name. Say amen. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the fourth day of healing prayer ministrations. God said in Exodus 15:26, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you. You are not an Egyptian. You are a covenant child of God. Egyptian in this context represent enemies of God, which you are not. Ah, what am I saying? Burning sensation and biting sensation. Crawling sensation also. It is as if something is crawling around your body or your head. Oh yes, you feel heat or peppy sensation. After this prayer, add the blessed water to a bucket of water to take your bath. All such funny and burning sensation will die out. Diabetes patients, I want to pray for you. You've been treating diabetes with drugs. Your healing is now. I will bless your water to drink. Diabetes will go. Get a bottle of water, a cup of water ready. I will pray over it. Kneecap injury. You can't kneel down. It pains. Lay hands there. And after this prayer, anoint your knees. You shall be okay. Swollen stomach. Who is this with swollen tummy? Lay hands there. Then noise in the air or in the head. You hear strange noise in your ears, even in your head. Put your finger in the affected air and your mantle on the head. Anyone with a problem on the head, put your mantle there and let me pray. I come against all the sicknesses and diseases that I have mentioned in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave your victims now. Leave your victims now. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 says, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Any unholy thing shall not feast on you. I command burning and crawling sensation, go. Diabetes, die. Leave the bodies of your victim. A kneecap injury or pain, swollen tummy, be deflated supernaturally. All noise in the head, strange voices in the air. Today is the end. You are in the wrong place. Leave your victims now in Jesus' name. I prophesy over that water. As you drink it by faith, you will have testimonies. You are delivered. Next, heart palpitation. Oh yes, abnormal breathing. You are hearing your heart beat. It should not be so. Excessive urination, frequent urination. You wake up to urinate, to wee 4, 5, 6 times at night. That condition is changing now. You'll be delivered. Hold a cup of water as well. Joint pains, and then pains all over the body. After this prayer, lay the mantle on yourself every night to sleep for 7 nights. Before the end of the 7 nights, you will have been totally healed. If you are on medication, any drug at all, bring it out. Yes, bring out those drugs. Doctors care, only God can cure. Hold the drug up a bit. I will pray. I pray for all cases mentioned. Receive your healing now. I say receive your healing now. Sicknesses and diseases shall no longer feast on anyone's body. Oh, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be healed. Heart palpitation, frequent urination, joint and body pains. Leave your victims now. Leave your victims now in the name of Jesus. Oh, lay hand where you have pain. Every place you lay hand now, receive your healing. Every case that I mentioned today shall become testimonies. Say a loud, long amen. Yes, I pray over that drug. You hear God makes you walk. As you take those drugs, you will be totally healed. You will not need to be on that drug again very soon. You will be cleansed up completely. Say amen. Yes, something has happened to you. Send your testimonies later. Please send this to all on your contact. Let them also receive these prayers and be totally healed. Today is the D-Day, Thursday Prayer Mountain Service in our Ikeja Center, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt Centers. Please attend the Prayer Mountain Service today. Don't let the protests being staged by some Nigerians to keep you at home. Come. Protesters have the right to protest. We also have the right and opportunities to come to our God on Prayer Mountain. We will even pray for Nigeria for peace and progress. Let no one stay back. No, come to Prayer Mountain. Protest, like I said, protesters will not even come near your area or come near our area. And the protest shall be peaceful. We have prayed for it. Peace all over Nigeria. Let nobody be afraid. Come before God. And today's prayer is covenant of sweetness, not covenant of a new level. We've done that last week. Covenant of sweetness. Bring sweets. Any kind of sweets. If you can get the one with a stick, we'll be licking and be prophesying sweetness in our marriages, our businesses, in your atmosphere. Sweetness. Bitter and bitterness, sour is over in your life. Two services of Prayer Mountain we hold today in all the centers, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Telephone numbers to call 0806-478-8392. It shall be live stream, so connect to it all over the world. Month is ending. If you are a monthly tither, please do so. Personal tithing and corporate tithing. And then we are sowing the seed of 8888 this 8th month of the year. People have already started doing it. 80,888 naira, 88 kobo. 8,888 naira, 88 kobo. All listeners in diaspora, do with your own currency, use the PayPal account as God lays in your heart. I prophesy to everyone today, the prayers we have prayed today shall manifest into your testimonies. This month is pregnant for you. It shall deliver in full. All gods will be totally different from all the months you have known this year. Positively different. You will sing in joy. You will dance in testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a good day and have a great month. Bye.